Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Good evening, everyone. You're tuned into the Wednesday International Victory Service of the Potter's House Christian Prayer and Worship Center. Renewing Your Mind Ministries International, where the broken are made whole by God. This is your host, this is E.T. Bird, along with the dynamic, the sensational Pastor Willie Mae Peaches Bird. Are you there?
Hallelujah. Yes, I am.
Well, praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, we on fire for the Lord, because you know what? We woke up this morning. Hallelujah. We thank God for his blessings. We thank God for what he's done in our lives, what he's doing, and what he's going to do. And we thank God for all of you. We love y'all. You know, see, some of you are really doing the job that we've asked you to do, to call up somebody, at least one person a day, and just tell them that God loves them and that you love them too. I mean, that's such an easy thing to do. Of course, it's easy not to do too. But we want you to do that at least one person a day. If you want to cheat a little bit, you can call up more than one. You won't get penalized. In fact, that's extra credit. Hallelujah. You remember that in school, Pastor Peaches?
Yes.
Where you could do something extra and you get extra credit?
Yes.
You get extra credit from the Lord. You remember that. Did you ever do anything like that?
Yeah, I remember that.
All right. Well, bless God. So if you want to call 10 people, that's all right. But I just say, just call one person. Because that one person that you call may be on the verge of jumping off a roof, blowing their brains out, or killing everybody in the house, or just drinking poison, or shooting up, or whatever. And you call them on it, stop them in their tracks. And then you tell them that, not only do God love them, but you love them too.
Amen.
My goodness, that sounds like a red light for anybody trying to do something bad to themselves or to others. That's a red light, because a lot of people do things to other people because they feel nobody loves them, and so they don't have to put out no love. But see, you know, here's the thing that I found out, Pastor Peaches, that hatred cannot erase hatred. Only love can.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And darkness cannot get rid of darkness. Only light can. Hallelujah. So when you call somebody on the phone and tell them that God loves you and you love them too, you're bringing light into perhaps a dark situation. Is that right, Pastor Peter?
Amen. That's right.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Yes.
And you tuned into the, hallelujah, the Wednesday International Victory Service of the Potter's House Christian Prayer and Worship Center, Renewing Your Mind Ministries International, where the broken are made whole by God. And we on fire for the Lord today. Oh, we got so much to do today. I need to tell you this, and then I'm going to get Pastor Peaches to come in and give us housekeeping suggestions. But I need to share this with you. We are a family-oriented church because we understand God's priority system. Him first, and then the family came second. And then everything else comes after that, because the church came because the family fell. So the first ministry is to the family.
That's right. Amen.
Every month, I want you to listen to me, every month there has a fifth Sunday. That fifth Sunday in our ministry, the ministry of the Holy Spirit moving through us, we call that Family Celebration Day. We won't have a live service on Sunday, on that Sunday. That's the fifth Sunday of the month that has five Sundays. You got to understand me now. The Sunday that has five Sundays, that fifth Sunday is Family Celebration Day. We won't have a live service. And guess what, Pastor Peaches? What month has five Sundays real close?
This month, October.
October. So October 31st is next Sunday. Knocking at the church door, trying to get in. You say, well, I haven't been there. I'm going to go. No, not next Sunday. That's the fifth Sunday. It's Family Celebration Day. What that means, we're going to celebrate the family. We're going to minister to our family. Hallelujah. We're going to love on our family real good. Hallelujah. With some molasses. We're going to really love on them real good. We're going to let them know the without a shadow of doubt that we are dedicated to them. Hallelujah. That look, God first and then family second. And everything else comes after that. Is that right?
Amen.
All right, so I just wanted to let y'all know that again. You'll probably say that again before the end of this service today. So you won't be showing up and knocking on the door. We ain't answering. Or we may not even be here. We may be lying on the beach in Miami, Florida. I don't know. We just, whatever, because it's family celebration day. We're going to celebrate the family. Is that all right with y'all out there in Radio Land? Oh, thank you. Sister Julie, Sister Linda, Minister Linda, oh, thank you so much. Sister George, thank you. Yes, it's all right to minister to your family. Hallelujah, praise God. But anyway, hallelujah, Pastor Peters, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Before we start our dedicatory selections, we want you to come in, if you could, give the housekeeping suggestions. Can you?
Yes, yes.
All right, praise God.
Tell everybody in the house to gather around the table, bring their Bibles, bring their composition notebooks, their ink pens or pencils, whatever they're going to write on or write with. Hallelujah. And be ready to write down this great big long list of scriptures the pastor has tonight. Bring your communion elements, your juice, your water, your milk, whatever you want to use, and your crackers or toast or whatever. So you'll be ready for Holy Communion. Hallelujah. And have on your mind what you want God to do for you during this time, what you want him or what area of your life you want him to touch you in. Hallelujah. And you can even stand proxy for others. You know somebody else that needs a touch from the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Stand in proxy for that person too.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Pastor.
Hallelujah. Yes, and we're getting ready to dedicate. We're dealing with two songs today. Sometimes we deal with just one song, but we're dealing with two songs. One, we're going to dedicate to the vessels of honor out there. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Women of the word. Hallelujah. Guardians of the altar. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. We're going to dedicate to, and I want you to begin to think of the names of people that you know going through. You might put your own name up there in the atmosphere of blessing. Do that, because when the praises go up, what comes down?
The blessings.
Come on now. And you want to be blessed. You want your neighbor to bless, your family to be blessed, your coworkers to be blessed. You want everybody you know to be blessed, and especially those that are going through. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So, hallelujah. We are going to start right now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Pastor Peach's birth. Minister Linda Blackwell. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Sister Annette Day. Hallelujah. Apostle Marjorie Mercer. Chief Apostle Mary Osborne. Hallelujah. Minister Carol Howard. Hallelujah. Carolyn Howard. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Janetta McCoy. Corinthia Johnson. And Angela Jennings Hill.
Hallelujah. Pat Almonte.
Hallelujah. Glory. Dean
Austin. Dr. Andrews.
Carl
Smith.
Not
Abrams.
Pastor Maxine Lee.
Glorious Ash.
Sister Robin Stewart.
Not what
Marisa Beckles. Sarah Bell. Sarah Bennett.
Another Sister Jones.
Sharon Bostic.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oopy. Crystal Branch.
Hallelujah.
Sarah Bright.
Hallelujah.
Brittany.
Barbara.
Denise Brown.
Hallelujah.
Margaret Brown. Sharon Bucknor. Harriet Birch.
Gloria.
Kim Butler.
Hallelujah.
Lisa Bird. Bradley Bird.
Danielle.
Anya Bird.
Teresa McCloud.
Candice Shocker.
Loretta
Air Carr. Renola Carr.
Rachel.
Anita Turk. Julia Cole. Grace Comer.
Marie
Charlene Comer.
Bernie Johnson.
Marie Cranshaw.
Hallelujah.
Shelly Curtis. Danielle Curtis.
Hallelujah.
Ella Davis.
Pastor Viola Wright.
Alicia Dempsey.
Hallelujah.
Him and Libby.
Desiree.
Thank you, Lord.
Alicia Dissett.
Daniel.
John.
All of these voices.
Jessica.
I know.
Dr. Wynda Mack. Luella Drumgold. Dominique Edmonds.
Mother Dolores Harris. Antoinette Harris. Brett Harris.
Miss Francis. Brenda Fulford. Terry Felt.
Another
Tracy Tracy Furtado.
Hallelujah.
Tracy Garland.
Alicia, another Alicia.
Gloria Garrett.
Hallelujah.
Ray Govard. Isabel Govard. Leslie Govard.
Tiny. Hallelujah.
Tony Green.
Another Another
Angie Harris. Lisa Harris. Mother Harris.
Hallelujah.
Dean Harris.
Thank you, Lord. Another George.
Angela Hill.
Shirley.
Shirley. Jay Jenkins.
Shirley. Hallelujah.
Lene Johnson.
Daddy.
Tina Johnson.
Hallelujah.
Sandia. Spencer.
Shirley Wilson.
Teresa McLeod. Valerie. Kendra. Linda.
Hallelujah. Karen Harper. Margaret. Dr. Karen Harper. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Aline Russell.
Hallelujah. Shelley.
Diana Shipley.
I feel another Dominique.
Linda Smith.
Another Dominique.
Lady.
Glory to God. Oh, bless the name of the Lord. Linda, hallelujah. Linda Smith, hallelujah.
Tyler Ellis.
Lord, hallelujah. Glory to God.
Tina.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the name
Charity. Of the Lord. Vanita.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Charity.
Hallelujah.
Aisha Woolstall. Karen Whipple. Brenda Williams. Sheila Williams.
Sarah Bright. Hallelujah.
Nancy.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Mary Whitley.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Tina.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank the Lord.
All right.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I hope this is right here. Let me see what we got here. No, that's not it.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah.
Praise you, God, for all your goodness, Lord.
Praise the name.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. For blessing your people tonight, Lord, in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Touching them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Everywhere they hurt, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Bless them, Father. Bless them, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Bless your young people, Lord.
Sharon Harden, hallelujah. Arlene Austin, hallelujah.
Bless the young people, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Laverne Rick.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Bless your name, Jesus.
And now.
Hallelujah.
Mighty men of valor. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto me.
Hallelujah.
And said unto me, fear not. The Lord is with thee, Emmanuel. Thou mighty man of valor, whom
Hallelujah.
Shall I fear?
Yea, though I walk through the valley, understanding with death, the
Hallelujah.
Lord is my shepherd. Jehovah Shalom. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. Put on the whole armor of
faith.
May be able to
in battle.
Out to the devil, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood. The spirit of the devil comes in like a flood. Spirit of the Lord lift up a standard against him.
Take
redemption.
Another
thing. Help my shield above all.
Taking
the shield of faith.
Amen.
For we dust of the wicked, the sword
James
of the spirit.
Kelly.
Able to withstand in the evil.
Marvin.
The stand.
Avon Bird.
On the breastplate of righteousness, women of the God, garments of
Carter.
Fury of fire to my adversaries.
Antoine Chase.
Recompense. Visit the name of the Lord from the west. His Lord from the
Apostle
south. Another son. Stand ye still. No need to fight.
Daniel Curtis.
Ready one. The south face another Lord from the west. Tower even in the wilderness is not place of Lord.
Maheem.
Pray forever. Whosoever will.
Brother
Howard. believe in the Lord and be established.
Esther Dunston.
Hallelujah, prosper.
Virginia.
God, all things are possible.
Kenya Enos.
Her mistakes.
Michael Irving.
Bless the dead have not seen yet, have believed. He that have been in the valley, believe and receive, and know it's better. I'm a soldier ready for the battle. Oh, I'm a mighty man of valor. No evil thing, neither shall any plague come, not thy swelling condemnation. When the brother gives me the weapon, though it may form it to never prosper. From living the gospel.
Herrera.
Oh, and that's the matter.
Israel Nunes.
James. Even for the Lord is with thee.
Pat.
Don't need no signs. So you saw me coming time. Must
Real Johnson.
10,000, let that right.
James Johnson Jr., Dexter Jones.
Nothing from the
Keith Jones, Mikey Jones.
And that's the matter. I'm a soldier in the Lord.
Another Lowry.
Revelation 19, verse 6. Then I heard what sounded like a great multitude, like the roaring of rushing water, and like loud peals of thunder shouting, Hallelujah, for our Lord God Almighty reigns.
Hallelujah, salvation and glory. Glory and power belong to our God. Hallelujah, salvation and glory. Glory and power belong to our God.
Another week, young people, hallelujah. What day is it? What day is it?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo! Hallelujah. Yes, and this is a day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice continually, and we're going to be glad in this day. Hallelujah. And we know this is the month of October, and we know there is a there's a holiday in this month. Most of the saints of God do not celebrate it, but a lot of our young people are around friends that are, and a lot of the young people celebrate it, and there's a lot of scary things that go on during this month. And don't you know, more children, I was told, are kidnapped and snatched in the month of October than any other month of the year for blood sacrifices and evil things that people in underworld and witches and stuff do. And, you know, a whole lot of things that's not godly go on around our children. You know, we have to cover them with the blood of Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah. We have to cover our children, the ones that are in school, the ones that's not in school. Hallelujah. We have to cover them.
Yes.
Hallelujah. We have to fortify them, give them scriptures before they go out the door. Pray over them, anoint them before they go out the door, parents. Hallelujah. And if your parents are asleep when you leave out the door, you get that olive oil. You stop at the door before you even get it. I share it with you. Get up a few minutes before you even have to leave out, and you spend a few minutes with the Lord. Cover you with his blood. Hallelujah. He'll hear your prayers. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God will hear your prayers, and he will honor you. There's a scripture in Matthew 18 and 10. It talks about the angels of the children are before the Lord. let's go to that one. 18, it says, take heed that ye despise not one of these little ones, for I say unto you that in heaven their angels do always before the face of my Father which is in heaven. Hallelujah. So therefore, young people, you got power. You may not know it, but you got power. Hallelujah. You have power. Hallelujah. Matthew 28:20 says, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Sometimes you may feel alone or feel you just got all this tension and frustration built up. I was at an event on Friday night, and the principal said that, he said, y'all, it's been a long week. There's been children in my office because of fights, because somebody bumped up into them or somebody looked at them or whatever. And young people, I know this, sometimes you aren't able to verbalize what's all the feelings and emotions you have on the inside. And sometimes these things may make you fearful or scared, or you may have been bullied, maybe many situations that may cause you to be fearful. Hallelujah. But Matthew 28:20 says, I am with you always, even until the ends of the world.
Come on now.
Hallelujah. Isaiah 41:10, fear thou not, for I am with you. Hallelujah. Sometimes you may have to take a break between classes and go in the bathroom and go into one of the stalls and just whisper prayer to the Lord while you're walking down the hall. If you know how to pray in the Spirit, pray in the Spirit under your breath. Hallelujah. Somebody, hey, everybody wearing a mask right now, so nobody know your mouth moving.
Hallelujah.
Isaiah 54:17, no weapon. No weapon is formed against you shall prosper.
Hallelujah.
And sometimes you open up the scripture, tell yourself these scriptures, read the scriptures to yourself. Hallelujah. Put on your armor, gird yourself up before you even go out the door. Hallelujah. I guarantee you will feel empowered.
Yeah.
You will feel empowered. You walking to school, walking down the halls. Hallelujah. And you'll feel like, can't nobody bother me today. I am fortified. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Isaiah 54:17, no weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of God.
Hallelujah.
And their righteousness is in me. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You can take that to the bank.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And then if you had some other friends in school that saved too, hallelujah. Matthew 18:18 tells you about loosing and binding. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. Y'all be so much. The more young people you get together, the more powerful you will be. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Matthew 18:18. Verily I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever ye shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Again I say unto you that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. And where two or three are gathered together in my name, there I am in the midst of them.
Hallelujah. What?
Yeah, hallelujah. Get one other friend in school, and you, your friend in the Holy Ghost, y'all a majority.
Hallelujah.
Some crazy things about to break out in school. Or different things, sometimes you may feel, God may drop it in your spirit, different things that the enemy trying to let go or let loose over the students. You can bind it in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Just like you and your friends may get together for a study group, get together and pray. Hallelujah. Pray in the spirit. You whatever, ask God to give it to you. Hallelujah. Give you the utterance. Hallelujah. The devil won't know what you're saying. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But the Lord will. Hallelujah, Jesus. Binding him, the enemy, upset the plan of Satan, Father, in the campuses, in the schools. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
While you go to ask God to protect you while you go to the restroom, and while you go up and down the steps.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Ask God to protect your little sisters and brothers while they're in school. Hallelujah. God can do it. Hallelujah. So everybody get home in one time and get home safe and sound. Watch over the school buses. Hallelujah. And the public buses, public transportation. Hallelujah. God is able to do it. But it's enough. Fear not. Scriptures in the Bible. You can eat one every day of the year.
Come on now.
Not eat the same one. Just take them just like you take a pill.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Take that fear not scripture in the morning. Hallelujah. God will bring you back home. Hallelujah. 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 I won't keep y'all long. As Pastor has we got a boatload of scriptures to give you. Hallelujah. We thank God for Jesus and his word. Hallelujah. And you know you can always call after this broadcast go off at the air, and we'll give you the scriptures again. Hallelujah, Jesus. Young people, you need encouragement. Hallelujah. We're always here after this broadcast go off to share with you, to pray with you, to talk with you, and to listen. To listen to you. If you need someone to listen to you, feel free to call 410-444-5152. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Back to you, Pastor.
God bless you. $1 million
Same place mine is.
I got you that time. All right, glory to God. What time is it? Hallelujah.
In time.
Blessed be God. Baruch Hashem Adonai. Blessed be God. It's time for Holy Communion.
Amen.
Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 23 through 30. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I want you to get that. And some of you probably already had that in your Bibles or in your cell phones or whatever. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father God, we lift up the elements of Holy Communion right now, oh God. We thank you for it. We ask that you would bless and anoint and sanctify it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for our Holy Communion on today. Hallelujah. For this is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now the word of the Lord says, and again, 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 23 through 30, to examine yourselves. And we examine ourselves right now, all of you children and adults alike. Examine yourselves. And one of the things that I love sharing is that God has some coveted names. And the number one coveted name of Almighty God is Jehovah Tsidkenu. That's the Lord, our righteousness and our forgiveness of sin. So right now, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Lord God, you are Jehovah Tsidkenu. You are our righteousness and our forgiveness of sin. And Father God, we repent of everything we said, done, or even thought that was displeasing in your sight. Please forgive us for every sin of omission and commission as we forgive everyone of everything they've ever done to us, whether real or imagined. We thank you that the names are now written in the Lamb's Book of Life. We forgive ourselves. We hold no grudges, no resentment, no guilt. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Your word says again to examine yourselves, and we comprehend, be fully aware, we do understand what the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ has done for us. We rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Isaiah 53 and 5 says, you were wounded for our transgressions. You were bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace is upon you. With your stripes, we are healed. 1 Peter 2:24 says, without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hebrews 9:22b says, let me back up on that. Get that right. 1 Peter 2:24 says, with your stripes we were healed. Hebrews 9:22b says, without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin. Hallelujah. Revelations 1 and 5 says, you washed our sins with your own blood. Hallelujah. Ephesians 1 and 7, Colossians 1:14, and Matthew 26:28 says, we have redemption through your blood. It's through your blood that our sins are forgiven. Be him. We fully aware. We do understand what the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ has done for us. We rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now your word says, Lord, that he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to themselves. And for this cause, many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. Well, Baruch Hashem Adonai, blessed be God the Lord. We're taking communion worthily because we rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, we're eating and drinking blessings to ourselves, strength to ourselves, healing to ourselves, life to ourselves. Deuteronomy 30:19b says, I set before you life or death, blessings and curses. Choose life that you and your children shall live. Psalms 118, verse 17 says, you will not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. Numbers 23:19, God, you said that you're not a man that you should lie, neither the son of man that you should repent. But everything you said, everything that's spoken out of your mouth, you shall perform it. And Isaiah 55:11, your word will not come back void, but it will accomplish, it will prosper in which it was sent. And there's one thing you put above yourself, oh God, it's your word.
Yes.
Psalms 138, verse 2 says so.
Thank
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise the name of the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So on the same night which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took the bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and declared, "This is my body which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Let's eat together. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for our healing already. Your word says in St. Luke 4:18 and Isaiah 61, verses 1 through 3, that you want to heal us everywhere we hurt. So we thank you, Lord, for healing every area of our lives, spiritual, emotional, physical, social, and financial healing.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord, for healing every system of our bodies, the alimentary system, the cardiovascular system, the intracranial system, the genital system, the integumentary system, the musculoskeletal system, the nervous system, the respiratory system, the urinary system. We thank you, Lord, for healing from the top of our heads to the soles of our feet, from inside out and outside in. We thank you, Lord, for supernatural creative miracles. We thank you, Lord, that your word says in Matthew 15:26 and 1 John chapter 3, verse 1 and 2, and St. John chapter 1, verse 12 and 13, and Galatians 3:26 and Psalms 100 says, "We are your children and the sheep of your pasture."
Thank you, Jesus.
And healing is the bread of your children. And healing is the bread of your children. And healing is the bread of your children. We thank you, Lord, for healing bread today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. And likewise, on the same night which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took also the cup. And when he had given thanks, and we thank you, Lord, he declared, "This is the New Testament in my blood. Do this in remembrance of me." Let's drink together. Lord, we remember you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We remember you, Lord. Father God, we thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our hearts. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our homes. Exodus chapter 12, verse 13 and verse 23 says, God, you said, "When I see the blood, I will pass over you, and none of the diseases of Egypt shall overtake you when I see the blood." Hallelujah. When I see the blood,
when I
see the blood, I will pass over you. When I see the blood, when I see the blood, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. Thank you, Lord. We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our homes, our families, our loved ones, our jobs, our ministries. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our past, present, and future sins, our missteps and mistakes, our faux pas and failures. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already, glory to God,
thank
covers
you
us as we sleep, as we travel in vehicles throughout the land, as we work and play, as we walk and talk, as we worship and praise. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost and in the spirit of Elijah the Tishbite, we thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, nullifies, brings to naught, makes to no effect, brings to nil, reverses, eliminates, utterly destroys every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex in Jesus' name. We call down the fire of heaven on every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex in Jesus' name. Fire, 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 fire,
fire, fire.
In Jesus' name, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already undoes, unties, severs, cuts, breaks, nullifies, brings to naught, makes a no effect, brings to nil, reverses, eliminates, decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, utterly destroys every ungodly soul die. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Hallelujah. Glory to God. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to his name. Singing glory to his name, precious name. Glory to his name, precious name. There
to my heart was the blood applied.
Glory to his name. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for Holy Communion on today. We remember you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We praise your name. And Father God, we thank you, Lord, for our family daily confession. Hallelujah. We speak for every man, woman, boy, girl in our family and our extended family. According to Job 22:28, Romans 4:17, 2 Kings, the first chapter. Acts 1:8, Romans 8:11. We decree and declare that we are mighty men and women of valor, shaped in the image of God, full of integrity and truth, mighty thinkers in Jesus' name, lean, clean, spiritual kingdom machines. We know who we are from God's perspective, and we're not intimidated by anything in this life. We're kingdom citizens. We're fivefold ministry gifts. We're gifts to the ministry of helps. We're brilliant. We're awesome. We're amazing. We're intelligent. We're powerful. We're patient. We're strong. We're mighty. We're great. We're beautiful in Jesus' name. Now unto him who's able to keep us from falling and present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Jude 1:24-25. Amen, amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Pastor Peaches, I have another question to ask you, but before I ask you that question, I'm going to make this last announcement about next Sunday's live service.
This coming Sunday.
This coming Sunday.
Yes.
This coming Sunday's live service. Now, every month that has a fifth Sunday, that Sunday is designated by this ministry as Family Celebration Day.
Amen.
And we will not have a live service. Again, we will not, N-O-T, have a live service on this coming Sunday. We may be in Florida, be in California, maybe in London, England. I don't know where we may be, but we may not be here. And then again, we may be here, but we ain't opening no doors because we are not having a live service on this coming Sunday. Is that correct?
Amen.
And why is that, Pastor Peaches?
So that the family can be ministered to.
And what is the significance of next Sunday? It's the what?
Sunday. Fifth Sunday.
The fifth Sunday of this month. And every month that has a fifth Sunday, we're going to do it again. We're going to let it do what it do. We're going to do it again. We will not have a live service on the fifth Sunday. Where the month that has a fifth Sunday, we're going to be ministering to our family. Now, we're supposed to minister all the time to our family, but that's a special a day that we set aside to really go overboard for your family. I mean, you can do it all kinds of. You can do everybody's birthday days in your family. You can put a theme, whatever theme you want, but minister to your family.
Amen.
I ain't talking about your neighbor's family. I ain't talking about the pastor's family. I ain't talking about your brother's. Well, that's your family. Okay, I'm not talking about your boss's family. Minister to your family. Because your first ministry is, you know, God's priority system is God first. Is that right?
Amen.
And the next is family. So your first ministry on this earth is to your family. Not your neighbor's family, your family.
Amen.
Because you minister to your neighbor's family and your family goes shipwrecked, God's still going to hold you responsible.
Amen.
That's what's happened to a lot of pastors. They don't minister to all the church family, and their family gone shipwrecked. They got to go visit the children in prison. They got to go find another wife because the wife got tired of being overlooked and misused and abused and unappreciated. And she found another person and said that this ain't working. Glory to God. Hope I'm talking to somebody out there. Your first priority in this life, in this earth suit, is to minister to your family. That's your first ministry. Not your second or third or fourth. It's your first ministry. Your personal relationship with God, that's what's first. Then it's your family. You got that? You heard? Do you understand the words that's coming out of my mouth? Well, Pastor Peaches, you understand the words coming out of my mouth?
Amen.
Oh, well, bless God. At least one person understand the words coming out of my mouth. Oh, okay, I see those hands up there. Thank you, Sister Julie, and thank you, Sister. Thank you, Sister, Mr. Linda. Hallelujah, thank you. Y'all understand, and thank you, Coco and Faith, for raising your part. I mean, anyway, they understand the words that's coming out of my mouth, hopefully. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I got that out of my system, didn't I?
Sounds like it.
All right. Now, I need to ask you a question, Pastor Peaches. Who said it's howdy doody time?
I think that was before my time. I don't...
That was Buffalo Bob Smith said that. I got you on that before your time. Okay. But anyway, howdy doody was the puppet, and Buffalo Bob Smith was the live person. Anyway, but what time is it now?
Time for the word, Pastor Bird.
Well, blessed be God. You're poor and didn't know it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Maybe you do know it. Well, praise God. Hallelujah. Yes, it is time for the word. And I know some of you out there say, yeah, y'all have a lot of fun. Y'all laughing. I mean, you don't want to have something that you look like you've been baptized in pickle juice. One of the famous sayings of my wife. Baptized in pickle juice, all stoic and everything, and walking around as if you're ready to cut anybody, you're ready to pull out a sword and cut their heads off. What kind of mess is that? God, the Lord, loving God. In fact, in the fruit of the Spirit, first thing says love, and the next thing says what? Joy?
Joy.
You better have some joy. We got joy. You got a little joy over there, Pastor Peaches?
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Glory to God. I got a little joy, too. Hallelujah. In fact, I got a big, I got a whole lot of joy. I know somebody out there saying, yeah, because he's a big guy. Okay, all right, watch it. But anyway, it's time for the word. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, thank you.
Father God, I receive your anointing to preach and to teach your word. I thank you that the ground that shall be sown into is good ground. And Father God, I don't take this responsibility nor this opportunity lightly, but I seize it with every ounce of strength I have. Glory to God. Use me for your glory today. Heal someone. Deliver someone. Set the captives free. Save. Fill with your Holy Spirit, oh God. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, let your anointing and your blessings break forth on the right hand and on the left in Jesus' name. And we thank you, God. We bless your name. And Father God, we thank you for spiritual authority to bind the enemy and to tread on serpents and scorpions. Satan, the Lord God, rebuke you and your satanic cohorts. You are under our feet. We say, get thee behind us, Satan. We curse you from the root. Command you to be bound in Jesus' name. We cancel every plan and every device and every strategy. You set up the steel killer to destroy the word that shall come forth tonight. Hallelujah. It's hallelujah. Your stuff is null and void in Jesus' name. Your stuff is defeated in Jesus' name. The blood of the Lord Jesus prevail. And hallelujah. The gates of hell will not prevail against the word of the Lord coming forth tonight in Jesus' name. And Father God, we thank you for giving to those that under the sound of my voice. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. 30, 60, and 100-fold return on the good seed sown tonight. Hallelujah. Even a bonus of 1,000-fold increase in blessing in Jesus' name. And Father God, you get all the glory.
You get all the praise. You get all the honor, for it's yours. Hallelujah. It's yours, Lord. Let Earl decrease, and let your Holy Spirit increase. Amen. In Jesus' name. Let everybody say amen.
Amen.
And say amen again.
Amen.
Say amen one more time.
Amen.
Oh, thank you, Sister Joyce and Sister Julie and Sister and Minister Linda. Thank all y'all. Hallelujah for joining us in the amen. I always need an amen corner. Is that right? And somebody say amen. Hallelujah. Somebody in the house say amen.
Amen, amen, amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, we started something in the pastor's corner on this past Sunday, and we decided to continue with it in the major message. But before we go there, Pastor Peaches, we have a few scriptures for you to read. I know on the Sunday, the pastor's corner, we read, what, two scriptures?
Yeah, uh-huh.
And so we have slightly more than two scriptures now. You want to read them?
Yes. Do you want me to start with?
Yes. Yes, you can start with those two.
Colossians 3:23-24. Matthew chapter 11, verses 28-30. Mark chapter 12, verse 31. Romans 7. Verse 21.
Can you stop right there for a second? Y'all need to abbreviate. Don't try to write the whole names of the books out because they're going to take more time because I know it's a lot of scriptures. Okay, you can go ahead.
Joshua 10, Luke chapter 8, verse 11, Mark 4, verse 14, 2 Timothy 2, verse 15, 2 Timothy 3, verse 16, John chapter 20, verse 22, chapter 1, verse 8, Acts chapter 2, verse 38, Acts chapter 8, verse 20, Acts chapter 10, verse 45, Acts 11, verse 17, and Galatians 5:22-23.
Hallelujah. I'll be afraid to ask you how many scriptures there are. You probably counted them, didn't you?
Yeah, I counted them earlier.
Okay, well, I'm not gonna ask you, but anyway, it's important for y'all to understand this one fact: what is easy to do is also easy not to do. The message tonight is entitled "What is easy to do is also easy not to do." Tell somebody, look, the message is, what is easy to do is also easy not to do. Tell somebody else, what is easy to do is also easy not to do. And you can tell yourself, if you by yourself, so self, what's easy to do is also easy not to do. Hallelujah. The first scripture, we're going to go right down the road. We're going to read the first scripture again because this may be three parts to this. I don't consider the pastor's corner as being a part. That was just a preview. Was that all right? That's a preview. But here, we're dealing with part one of this teaching. Go ahead, read that first scripture.
Colossians 3, verses 23-24.
Go ahead.
And whatsoever ye do, do it heartily as to the Lord, and not unto men, knowing that of the Lord ye shall receive the reward of the inheritance, for ye serve the Lord Christ.
Number one, You are a spirit. As a spirit, you have a soulable realm. That's where your mind and your intellect, your will, your emotions are in there. And then all you have an earth suit. Whew, glory to God. In your state as a spirit, you must command the rest of what's left to do everything as unto the Lord. Now, that scripture says, whatsoever you do, is that what that said?
Yes, do it heartily.
As unto the Lord. Now, whatsoever, what does that mean? A few things?
Whatsoever, everything.
Well, over here is the carnal, and over here is the spiritual.
Everything.
Because I got news for you. You are a spirit. Everything you do is related to your spirit existence. Even mundane things is related to your spirit. And whatever you do, do as unto the Lord. Why? Well, number one, he said do it. And number two, you're going to get a reward.
Amen.
You mean a mundane thing like washing dishes? Because what's easy to do is also easy not to do. Mm-hmm. How long does it take you to wash dishes? Unless you're washing dishes in a restaurant, it may take you maybe 5 minutes or 10 minutes, depending on whether you're a dishwasher or you're washing by hand. But what is easy to do is also easy not to do. Mm. That's why, like, I'm going to throw this scripture in there. I hate to do this to y'all. Philippians 2:5 says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Often, a lot of the things that we do, we have to have the mind of Christ to do.
Amen.
Because that's what makes it easy. What do you say? Read the next scripture.
Next scripture is Matthew 11:28-30.
Read.
Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light.
See, you got to understand your flesh. Some things may be hard for you to do. That's why I said you got to have the mind of Christ. The Bible says, love your enemy, do good to them that spitefully use you. In your flesh, that's hard to do. But you got to have the mind of Christ. Because what it says, it imagine says, yo, take my yoke. Take what I do. Take what I have put on myself. I put on myself to love and do all that stuff because my yoke is easy. What's easy to do is easy not to do. What's easy to do is easy for you to do if you're in Christ. And if you're an authentic Christian, you mean not one just a name only, you know, but you're a real Christian, it's going to be easy for you to love because you're in Christ. You got his mind. You take upon his yoke.
Amen.
Well, his yoke is easy. But it's like, the next scripture, please.
Mark 12:31.
All right.
And the second is like, namely this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself.
And who is your neighbor? Anybody that comes in contact with you or you come in contact with, that's your neighbor.
There is none other commandment greater than these.
The first, and Mark 12:30 was you love the Lord with God, all your heart, your soul, and your mind, and all your strength. And then 31 was, and your neighbor as yourself.
Amen.
What's easy to do It's also easy not to do. You say, well, it ain't easy to love people. With your thinking, with your way that you operate in your flesh, no. That's why you got to have the mind of Christ. Why, you can say, well, you know, you have the mind of Christ. I lost my mind. Now I got the mind of Christ. You be Christ-like. You know, that's what Christian means. Christ-like. Christ-like. Not in word only. James 1, verse 22 and 25 says, "Not don't be just a hearer of the word, but a doer of the word." That's why you got to stay in the word so you can know what to do, and you let it do what it do. Ray Charles. Thank you, Ray Charles. Hallelujah. I'll read the next scripture.
Romans 7, 21. "I find then a law that when I would do good, evil is present with me."
I'm going to tell you something. Stop right there. Look here. Now, Dr. Caroline Leaf said this, and I'm repeating this. She's a medical doctor, but she's also a cognitive neuroscientist. And she's had 30 years of dealing with, she's Holy Ghost filled, tongue talking, fire baptized, woman of God. But she's also a medical doctor and a medical scientist. And she studied the brain and the mind and the relationship of the mind to the brain. Because the brain is not the mind, the mind is not the brain. They're two different things. One is on the physical realm, it's body, and the other is spiritual, and it's in the soul of a realm. But anyway, she said that in one day, your body has up to 70,000 decisions to make. And they make in a millisecond, you know. It's not like you constantly know you're making a decision. But they're making decisions. And your body's making decisions. And here's the key. What's easy to do is also easy not to do. For instance, you know, you got choices. In other words, what she said, and I agree with that, is, yeah, you have choices. Your leg is itching, your left leg is itching, and your right arm is itching. You got to make a decision which one you want to scratch, because you can't do both at the same time. I don't think so. Now, you know, some of you are ambidextrous, and you might be able to handle that, but as far as I know, your left leg is, lower left leg is itching, and your right upper arm is itching. You can't scratch both at the same time, so you gotta make a choice. But you gotta make a choice, and what's easy to do is also easy to not do. So you say, "Well, I ain't gonna scratch either. I'm gonna just go through. It don't matter." Hallelujah, glory to God. I don't know if that was a good analogy or not, yes. But anyway, glory to God. Hallelujah. All right. You get home, and you got the groceries. Hallelujah. And you have a choice. Now, you can call on the phone and have some food delivered, or you can and pick some meal. Now, the decision is, do I call or do I fix a meal? Now, that's the decision. And I'm not talking about the time it takes for you to make the meal. I'm talking about the time for your decision. Your decision. What's easy to do is also easy not to do. So it's easy not to call Domino's or the restaurant to get them delivered. You know, because you're still going to have to wait half an hour to an hour for them, 45 minutes for them to deliver. Or you can make some food yourself with those grocery bags. But your decision is a split-second decision. Unless you drag it out. Unless you go around and poll everybody in the family. You got 15 people in the family. Well, your decision might not be so quick. But anyway, what should I do? What should I do? But in essence, what's easy to do is also easy not to do. You can make a decision to call or whatever. Read the next scripture.
Joshua 24:15.
All right.
"And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord,
mm-hmm.
choose you this day they whom ye will serve, whether the gods which your father served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land ye dwell.
In other words, the Amorites are people of the earth. You know, where hallelujah, or you want to serve God.
But
that's a choice. That's a fork in the road. As I shared on Sunday, that your brain is very interesting, and your brain fully develops when it gets to when you get to age 25. That's why your auto insurance goes down appreciably when you reach age 25, because that's when the last part of your brain is fully developed. That's called the frontal lobe. The frontal lobe is important because it's the seat of your impulse control, your planning, and your reasoning. And when you have a decision to make, your frontal lobe goes into what scientists and the medical people call superpositioning. In other words, it's ready to flow in the direction in which you want to go. It presents to you this conundrum, so to speak, the fork in the road. And you have to make a decision. And so what happens, again, is that this happens up to 70,000 times in a day. But some of the decisions that you make are automatic. Like your heart beating is an automatic decision. Yes. That your body say, yeah, beat heart. Okay, pump the blood. It's like there are a bunch of stuff that's happening in your body that's automatic. You scratch yourself automatically. The white blood cells and antibodies all go to that spot because the body wants to take care of itself. So those are automatic. There are also other stuff that you consciously have to decide on. Now, one of the conscious decisions is whether you want to live God. You want to choose God or choose the world. Choose God. There used to be a song about that. Choose God or choose the world or something like that. I don't know. It's in the background of my head about that song. I'd rather choose Jesus or, you know, whatever. But the bottom line, you got a choice to make. That's why a lot of people, it's nice for government to stand for Christian ethics. You know, the United States used to be called the Christian nation. We don't call it like that anymore because it seems like legislating things that are not Christian. But bottom line, we have to choose personally whether we're going to serve God or not, because if the government tell me to do something that God said don't do, you know what we're going to do. We're going to do what God said.
Amen.
We're going to choose. And so Joshua tell them, choose this thing, because a lot of people were standing on the fence, and they were straddling, and they were dragging their feet about stuff. He said, look here, y'all get yourselves together. Look here, choose you this day who you're going to serve. What's easy to do? I'm going to serve God. It's also easy not to do. I ain't going to serve God. It's easy to make that declaration. It doesn't take a whole lot of time to do that. Now, in the process of serving God and living out your choice, there's going to be some time involved with that. But we're not talking about that. We're talking about the choice. What is easy to do is also easy not to do. And you can't serve God without Christ. Now, all you folk that are hooked up with witnesses folk and all kinds of folk that don't have Christ as the Messiah and all that kind of stuff, you're not serving God because you're not in Christ. You got to be in Christ because he's the hope of glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I stepped on somebody's feet. I'm sorry, but hallelujah. The truth is the light.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
That's right.
The word of God, you come any other way. If you don't go through Christ, you come any other way, you're a thief and a robber. And some folk, hallelujah, glory to God. But anyway, hallelujah, choose you. This day, what's easy to do is also easy not to do. You say, well, look here. I showed the analogy,
you know, you lock the car. That's easy to do. But some of us, so, say amen, how many people in their lives have forgotten to lock the car at least one time?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I have.
What's easy to do is also
easy not to do.
So you have to take a conscious effort to do the right thing.
Amen.
You know what helps you do the right thing? Of course, Philippians 2:5. But also Galatians 5, verse 16 and verse 25. Walk in the Spirit. You walk in the Spirit, you're going to make the right choice. Glory to God. Go to the next scripture. Glory to God. The
next one is after Joshua, Luke 8:11.
All right.
Now the parable is this. The seed is the word of God.
All right. Here's the key. See, sowing seed is sort of easy. Because everything you do
is a seed.
Is a seed. Everything you say is a seed. Everything you think is a seed. Now, in Luke 8:11 and in Mark 4:14, you know, I have to read the seed that they're talking about is the word of God.
Amen.
That's a seed. So you get a harvest on what the word of God says if you sow that seed. What is easy to do? It's also easy not to do. It's easy to do. Open up your Bible and read the word of God. But what is easy to do is also easy not to do. I'll just let the preacher read it for me on Sunday. And some of you miss Sundays. So you haven't opened up the Bible. You haven't heard the word of God for over 2 weeks. Some of you haven't been to church in months. And you haven't opened up the Bible in months. And then you wonder why there's stuff going on in your life. Hallelujah. The word of God is seed. But that's not the only seed. Is that right? Because Galatians 6:7 says, what does that say? I can tell you. You don't have to go there, Pastor Peaches. Just key up the next scripture. But the word of God says in Galatians 6:7, whatsoever a man soweth. So the word of God is not just the seed you sow. It's whatsoever you sow, you're going to reap. In other words, you're going to get a harvest on that. So we are sowers.
Amen.
You are. I don't care who you are. You may be sitting in an office. You may be a CEO of a company. You may be pastor, but you in this earth suit, in this dispensation, you are a sower.
Amen.
And some of the stuff you sow going to fall on the wayside. You notice in those two parables, and St. Luke 8 and Mark 4, the sower didn't stop sowing. He just kept sowing. Because that's what's easy to do. Just keep sowing. Some fell on the wayside, fell on the side of the road. And then some fell among rocks. And it wasn't much soil. So stuff sprung up a little bit, but it wasn't enough soil for it to get down and the roots get down to where the source of nourishment, the water.
Mm-hmm.
So the sun came out and scorched them and burnt it up. So some fell on rocks. And that happens. But the soil didn't stop and pause. He didn't pause for station identification. He didn't pause to lament what happened. He just kept sowing. And some fell upon, what, thorns?
Mm.
The cares of this life. Everything that's going on in your life can choke the very life out of what was coming up.
Mm-hmm.
What's easy to do is all season. He didn't stop there and have a ceremony over what was destroyed by the thorns and the cares of this life. He just kept sowing. You know what happened? He found good ground. Glory to God. And what happened when he found good ground, Pastor Peaches?
Sprang up.
Sprang up. And what did he get in return for springing up, finding good ground?
30, 60, 100 fold.
100 fold return. He found good. He just kept sowing until he found good ground.
Amen.
He just kept sowing. It's easy to sow. Because you think, don't you? Say amen, somebody.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You speak, don't you?
Amen.
All right? And you do stuff, don't you?
Amen.
You's a sower. Well, I'm a sower. You's a farmer. Glory to God. Yeah, glory to God. Your thoughts, hallelujah, your mouth and your whole body, that's the plow. And you sowing seed in your life, in your garden, in your nation, in your family.
Amen.
And guess what? You're going to get a harvest. But what's easy to do is also easy not to do. And you know what's, glory to God, you say, okay, what's easy not to do about sowing? If you do nothing, if you don't think, if you don't speak, if you do nothing at all, you know, even doing nothing has a harvest.
It sure does.
You know, what was that? Billy Preston sang a song. You know what that song was?
Nothing from nothing me.
Oh, my goodness. Where'd you hear that from? I know that was in your household when you were coming up. But nothing from nothing leaves nothing. Nothing from nothing leaves nothing. You sow nothing, guess what you're going to get?
Nothing.
If you sow bad stuff, what you going to get?
Bad stuff.
If you sow good stuff, what you going to get?
Good stuff.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. I like that, Pastor Peter. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And look here. Okay, what's the next scripture? I got to talk about the gift of God here.
2 Timothy 2:15.
All right. Read that.
Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth.
Rightly understanding what God says. As the rhema came about 3-4 weeks ago, God's word is his will. God's will is his word. Do you want to know what's God saying? Go to his word.
Amen.
You want to know what direction you ought to go? Go to his word. The word of God says, my sheep hear my voice.
Amen.
How are you going to hear his voice if you don't go and hear his voice? The word of God is the voice of God. You that spend more time looking at YouTube, going on TikTok, and playing games, hallelujah, and then going in the Word, you're going to have a harvest on that. And what would you rather have a harvest on? The Word of God or the Word of TikTok? Or the word of YouTube, unless it's a spiritual, you know, a spiritual a programming you're dealing with. You understand what I'm saying?
Amen.
You're going to get a harvest of what you do. And it's what's easy to do is also easy not to do. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'll read that other scripture.
The next one is 2 Timothy 16. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness.
In other words, you're going to get a reward for reading the word of God. What's easy to do, it's also easy not to do.
Yeah.
Easy to read the word of God, it's easy not to do it. I got something else to do. I'm going to stop right now. Pastor Pete, I'm going to turn it over to you. Father God, I thank you for what our ears have heard and our hearts have felt. We thank you that this word has fallen on good ground and shall bring forth much fruit.
Yes.
3,600 fold in Jesus' name.
Amen.
And part two on next Wednesday. Because Sunday, we're going to be on the air, but it's from the, what do you call it?
Archives.
The archives.
Yeah.
Because it's Family Celebration Day. Hallelujah. Pastor Peaches, the floor is yours.
Yes. If there's anyone out there in Radio Lane that would like to accept Jesus Christ in your heart, please just repeat this prayer behind me. Father God, I ask you to come into my heart, save me from my sins. I believe, God, you rose again, and you're now sitting on the right hand of the Father. Make an intercession for me. Hallelujah. You have, saint of God, you have gone from death unto life. Hallelujah, Jesus. call us and let us know that you have, you are now a child of God. 410-444-5152. Hallelujah. We'll see y'all on next Wednesday. Please remember, no live service on this coming Sunday.
There are so many people who have lost this earth, thinking that they know the truth. So they often criticize the way I believe, and they say, Andre, tell me, where is your proof? Tell us Jesus is wounded, but my flesh was hurt, and he was bruised, but my iniquity. Everybody's gonna
You know you gotta say.